ती। We all thank Baba, right? I was able to meet few souls and listening to their experience last night. Some said it was amazing and many, many beautiful words they were using. You all had good experience, each one of you? Yes? Yes, very good. I always see whenever Baba come as Baba, not just as father, but father, teacher and Sadguru. Because what father speaks and then teacher, father says, teacher teaches, and Sadguru sets example. His way of teaching is being. So, the presence of Baba, 30,000 were in front of Baba, and how many all over the world, but just not whole crowd of 30,000, 26,000 came, and 4,000 generally are from our bhavans and colony and all that. So the presence create experience, and experience is something which makes soul feel not only powerful, but there are attainments in that. So my learning from last night was, how do each one of us have our own presence? And presence is a being, you don't have to say. There is a song, maybe we will play later. Ye mon ki bhasha hai. Baba's language of silence. To understand that language, communicate with that language, respond with that language, is very, very powerful. Because whatever words we speak are never enough to express what is in the being. There are always some limits. Not only limits, but if 10 people are listening, everyone will understand, interpret in a different way when it comes to words. But when it's silence, but I said first is presence. Everyone felt the presence. And the presence was God's love, how He acknowledged us, He welcomed us, blessed us. You know, we can make long list of that what Baba's presence could do to us. And then through presence, Baba took us into this experience. And then there was total silence. And for me, it was so beautiful that every time Baba did like this, as if he's saying something different. I heard, children, you have come. Welcome. You all are okay. Yes, we are okay. Like every time he waved, I felt he's saying something. It must be different for each one of us. But for me, that was like whole Murli. Yes, yes, yes. And then, not, you know, when Baba comes or when we are into very good spiritual stage, there is no awareness of body. Otherwise, generally when we, the chariot's hand was shaking because of not being well. But it's not, it doesn't matter. Somebody said it was so good. I felt I am swinging with Baba's hand. I was in the swing because he was playing, no? He was playing with us and making us feel very, very light and comfortable. So when I said Sadguru, because for us also, as the time is changing, the needs of people are changing. We need to adopt certain new ways to serve. We might call them new, but they're not new, but they are more real. No, when I said words could be yes, I'm speaking truth. I believe in that truth. That's why I'm speaking that truth. But again, being, creating that presence, I think is something very important. First we take the Murli and then we talk about some of the practices that it was so interesting, at least when Baba said about garland, because I remember yesterday when I went in subtle regions, I went too, and then Baba had these arms open and I saw that he had arms around the whole gathering, then towards every individual there were arms. And then when he lifted those arms, it became a garland. So when Baba mentioned garland, then I thought that's very good, because that's what my experience had been in the past, that when Avyakta Veda is about to come, if you really, really stay connected, then you will start kind of catching those vibrations of what he's going to say to us. So, what kind of garland each one of us we want to see around our neck? Bead of which garland? Garland and then the bead. No, he uses both. This is very sparkling, very beautiful. So I was thinking more as Vajanti Mala. It's rosary of victory. Rosary of victory. And of course, the song was playing is Rudramala. They call it Rudraksh. And you know that in India, they chant rosary. There is a memorial. So when they chant, when they touch every bead, depends on what they believe in, they will chant the name of God. Some will say Om Namo Shivaya, some will say Krishna Krishna, some will, you know, everyone has different mantra. So they rotate the beads, and while rotating they chant some of the mantras, or they do, you know, Gayatri mantra, different mantras they chant according to their belief. So if you buy rosary, one is garland, the other is rosary, same thing. Because I saw more as rosary than just ordinary garland. So if you go to buy rosary, especially in pilgrimage places like Haridwar, so they will have 10 rosaries. 100 rupees, 1,000 rupees, 10,000. And they look same. So I asked this man, why is 10,000 when it's same? He said, because this is chanted rosary. One of the hermit or saint has chanted this rosary already 10,000 times. So bead has power. So I said, that cost 10,000 rupees because, you know, the memorial Baba was talking about that when it's a chanted rosary. You understand, chanted means somebody has for a year or two. You know, like in Buddhist also, if some of you would have gone to Buddhist monasteries, so they have Buddhas, you know, and they call them enlightened. So this Buddha has done 10 years of meditation, other Buddha. So that room is considered to be very magnetic power. I was in Spain, few other places I have gone, and they have different Buddhas there. So then they will explain that every Buddha has done this much tapasya, this much tapasya, and that much not only enlightenment has happened, but the power which is there. So that room they consider to be, that there is a lot of healing in that room. So when Baba was saying memorial, so there are memorials. And when you welcome someone, these days we give bouquets. But during Baba's olden days, there was always, we gave garland. You go in the temples, you garland the idol there. When especially warriors, warrior class, when they go for battle and mother wants to bless our family, so they will give tilak and then garland. So it's used into many, many different ways, whether it's welcome, whether it's victory, whether it's honoring someone, no? When they honor someone, even with the scarf, they make like a garland around the neck. So then Baba keeps saying, look at your garland, your rosary, and also of others. So that was something very interesting, that when is the time of culmination, Baba is reminding us that I have to be a bead, not only a bead, but bead in rosary. There is difference. I can be what I am as a beautiful bead, but if I can't be part of the rosary, there is difference, no? Because in rosary you have to very detached but also very much together. You see the rosary there, you don't see any thread in between. But also when you really look at, it's separate. I always say it's very easy to be one's own self, an individual. But to be whether a part of bracelet of eight, whether it's part of 100 or 108 or whatever, to be part of rosary, or to be part of garland, requires different qualifications than just being a bead. I am my own, I like it, I am what I am. That's okay. But how do I become that decoration? You don't give bead to anyone, do you? But you give garland or rosary to someone, whether for worshipping or for honoring someone. So for me it is, since coming to Baba, that how important for us. I always say that if any place, every place can have at least 8 souls who can be in total harmony. If there is attachment, there will definitely be conflict. If there are expectations, there will always be argument. But to be in a way where somewhere we have harmonized our sanskar by accepting each other as everyone is, you know, knowing that yes, we all are different and we will be different. But God has come to create this rosary. So not just be a bead, but part of. So if Baba would have said yesterday, okay, bead, not only, he said rosary, he said bead, but rosary also. So each one of us should see how one can beautifully work together in harmony. And that doesn't work like, let's share ideas, let's see if we think similarly. No. It's with connection with Baba. One thing which I have learned and kept with me to remain close to our dadis, to our seniors, is having connection with Baba. Because all of us have yoga with Baba. So it's like you get the signals from Baba. So even 6 studies, 10, as many they are, they might say things in a different language, but their bhavana, their feeling, their intention is always same. And that's why it never makes difference for me. If you look at Dari Gulzar, she is symbol of something else. Dari Gulzar, Dari Janki or Ratan, anyone. But main thing is, it's not like, okay, I have to be close to Dari's. One is sharing, communication. Other is being with them as they are moving forward, taking responsibility but remaining double light. Whenever I go, they say, "Dekho, look how Baba is taking care of his yagya." Because it's so unlimited, yagya is so much growing that no one can say, "I am doing it," or "We are doing it." I always feel it's Baba's energy. People just come, so many Baba's children come. It's Baba's power which pulls everyone. When I look at surrender, so many are surrendering to Baba, many kanyas, many Baba's, even those who are in household, they want to be really belong to Baba. So that is, the closeness really comes when we bring Baba in between. What Baba says, I have to do. This is what Baba says, I have to do. And it's not you and me. It could be we later on, that's what we believe in. But it has to be one. And that is why we have flower, we have double bead, then we have a rosary, if you look at rosary properly. So this closeness with one will bring this closeness amongst ourselves. Because the transformation which happens is through remembrance, through being with one. And the transformation of not my own kind or my own aim, but transformation is what Baba wants me to be. How Baba would want me to be. So I thought that yesterday, like Baba was teaching what we all have to do. Of course, we receive what we received. But also then, how do we, when we go back from here, I always take some new practices when I return, that let's apply now for the self, for service, or within the family. New kind of awareness, new kind of practices, so that different energy comes in. Otherwise, we go back from Madhuban for a while, yes, we are full, and then we get into same kind of energy, which shouldn't happen. No? Because every time we come, we return, there should be something different. Because we should always remember that one step you move forward, there are many who are waiting to follow that step. Like when we look at like my experience with Brahma Baba was so much that I used to notice, he's there, he's not here, his presence, but then he's also not there. So I learned what it really means to be Nyara and Pyara, to be detached but also to be lovely, to be present and then also not to be attached. So Brahma Baba taught us, same as Avyak Bhavdhara, it's not question of what he said. 40 plus years of Murli's books, anytime you open anything. Recently we had been reading of 1969 when Baba left, became Avyak. If you read that Murli, it is so refreshing. So how much you can keep reading? You can read for whole next kalpa. You have so much. So it's not a question of what points Baba is saying, what he is going to say, but how he is demonstrating What is his technique of teaching this time? So even we have programming for him. He should come, then say something, then we say, make them Baba aware about those who have, all that is agenda. And it goes on, and I'm sure it will go on. But for me, that's like a framework. Those who have to do it, let them do. But what am I learning from Baba? How do I conduct myself? And then how do I be instrument for others? So looking at that, taking drishti, feeling that presence, and creating that God's presence in me also. It's not again my presence. And these days I had been really finding, people, most of the people, those who come, everyone has some problem or other. Everyone. So we sit, we listen to this story, that story, and some stories are not very happy ones. But Baba is listening. He is the remover of sorrow. He is almighty. As I mentioned, maybe that day that when we talk to Dadi Gulzar, we have this thought that Baba is listening. She will tell Baba. Baba is listening. Same should be our image now. Even they don't know. But creating that remembrance and bringing that presence of Baba will become the part of our personality, where they will experience that yes, problem has been solved, sorrow has been removed. We do that much. So be a bead sparkling, but also remind yourself that I need to be part of rosary. So it's not, even two beads are together, but they don't rub each other, right? With us, our sanskars, right? They rub. They kind of, as I said, either there is attachment or conflict. So one time, somebody went, two, three sisters went to Brahma Baba and said, Baba, we are different, we can't get along. Baba said, okay, go and open another center. And so Baba was happy that otherwise they wouldn't have gone. Baba had never, go and start another center. And I used to say, we thought it's a conflict. Baba said, nobody will go, become so comfortable with each other, unless there is a situation. So then one time we asked Dadi Janki, she said, it's better to have conflict than attachment. Because in conflict still you will do something, but in attachment you just sit there. But we go beyond both, no? No conflict and no attachment. It's a very, very lovely stage. It's free from sorrow, hurt. Because we get hurt, sometimes there is sorrow, disappointment, frustrations. All that comes from our expectations from each other. But actually, as we move along, we have to go beyond all these things and accept each other as we are, and play not a competitive role, but a complementary one. And I know that, at least for me, we have RC meeting and we are together. This will be our 26th year for RC meeting. And we all are different, but we know each other's limits and each other's specialities. I don't call them weaknesses. There are no weaknesses, but each one of us have limit. Limit in tolerance or in doing something physically or in expressing through our ideas. So what we have learned looking at each other, as yesterday Baba said in Bhogme, I said, everyone is special. But then everyone has one's own limit, so we don't cross the boundaries. So honestly, we never have argument. We are six of us and You never sit really or say anything about anyone anytime after, before, never, so that tomorrow somebody said, this one said this for you. Never, we never talk about each other, but rather we deeply appreciate that everyone has been given one's own role. And why would I want to be like someone? Why would I want to do what because someone is doing? I want to be like Baba. And I want to be my own unique role. So this subtly comparison or competitive nature, very subtle. Even though we don't realize that there is comparison, if I have to compare, do it with Baba. Or do it with that is not competitive but complementary, that we are together, what you can do, I might not be able to do. These days I like everyone because you do what you're doing, because I don't think I can do or I will do that. So I appreciate whatever you're doing. It's good you are doing. I bless you. Keep doing it. My good wishes are with you. So we create a beautiful, lovely relationship of respect, of harmony. And I saw last night Baba's teachings more. Baba wants to see us as a garland, as a rosary. That means together. And when Baba says, when 108 will be ready, Baba's task will finish. Only 108 he wants. So maybe they are almost ready. And then he said, if there are more, no, one more, Baba said, I will make many layers of garland, you don't worry. Oh, 108 must be already ready. But qualifications of 108 can be in thousands, no? So never think, oh, 8 are already chosen. 100, I am not there. Each one of us can be part of 8. Each one of us. Those, the same qualifications. And he will know what to do, right? He will never say, I don't want more. Baba will encourage, say, yes, yes, very good, very good. So we have a memorial of two words Baba used, mala and har. Mala is rosary and har is garland. So I saw it more, har as more welcoming and honoring, and mala as rosary. But the lesson which I learned, as I said, presence, experience, and language of silence. And then what you see is sparkle. So many times, oh, I'm seeing it sparkling, garland. I'm seeing sparkle. I was saying, where is that sparkle? So, what is that sparkle within the bead? And many of us together in a garland, in a rosary, all sparkling. What is that sparkle? That's our purity, that's our harmony, that's our deep silence. So there are so many beautiful lessons which within half an hour, 45 minutes, Baba was teaching us. As I said, that words are limited. But what he was saying actually, more you think about it, more you feel that Baba has given so many treasures to us. So nobody can say Murli is short. Baba didn't say much. These days Baba doesn't say much. Vaidadi Gulzar doesn't go in trance. She doesn't need to go in trance. As soon as she sits, actually she comes all the way from wherever, with whatever kind of physical, but because her pure thought is, they all have come to meet Baba. And Baba knows they have come to meet me. So it's not necessary that a jerk has happened and goes and then bring Baba. No. Because one of the speciality, there are a lot of the Adi Gulzar and of course Brahma Baba, that whatever role they were assigned to play, they created, aligned their stage with that. Some of us get so caught up in our role and then we find that it's not managing because we didn't align it with our stage. Even I remember 20 years ago, once I told Adi Gulzar, I said, even if Baba is not there, when we look at you, we feel presence. She said, as soon as anyone look at me, I have to create presence. Because you haven't come to meet me, you come to meet Baba. I thought that's such a beautiful thought. You haven't come to meet me. She said, no, Adi Gulzar, we have come to meet you. She said, but I know you want to take Baba's drishti. So that invocation which she does constantly. So her stage, when Baba comes, Baba doesn't have to take her in silence, take her to subtle regions, prepare her to come, which he did. It was necessary. Sometimes I know it took 20 minutes for Baba to come because Baba took her in deep silence and give her that stage in subtle regions so that when he comes, her presence, her energy is some kind of similar with Baba. Even our, many times you have 2-3 thoughts same time, you can feel it. Like somebody doing something, looking somewhere, thinking, you can feel that fragmented energy. So that's why Baba used to take her into that subtle region, into silence, to prepare her in such a way that Baba can be here for 13 hours or 10 or 3 or whatever hours. If her energy was not prepared by Baba, then it wouldn't have worked. But now, because her stage, so that means she didn't see or had slightest of ego. Baba comes through me. Look, so many come to meet me. In the sense of this awareness of I is not there at all. Presence of Baba. They have come to see Baba. They have come to meet Baba. They want to take drishti from Baba. Baba will do everything. So, so much Baba. There is nothing like I. So presence then, presence was what? Love. Presence was what? Power. Presence was what? Silence. Presence was very, very stable. Presence beyond. Whatever is happening around remain untouched. So his presence was giving those qualities, those attributes. So how do we know God? How do we know Baba? Through Brahma Baba or through his presence in avyakt form? How do we feel otherwise? Not only through my yoga, no? But then why is coming? This is real, no? That could also be based on my knowledge and recognition and good yoga and all that. There could be degrees of experiencing presence. Many think that, okay, we don't need to come to Madhuban. We don't know if Baba will come or not. So much crowd. But coming to Madhuban and meeting Baba is to experience God, God's presence. God, just imagine those who were sitting all the way at the back. Some of them were sharing that doesn't matter. We just think Baba has to give me experience. And there are some souls, 2-3 were saying, They didn't want it to struggle for seat or look for seat. They sat wherever, but they were so focused on seeing Baba. And then Baba also, wherever you are, make you Himself present there. He's not only seeing those who are around Him, maybe physical eyes. But when He is giving drishti, it's far reaching. It's for every child. Touches. Every child has come to meet, not only those who are in the front rows or all that. That's our kind of contentment. But for Baba, my drishti should reach every corner. It should touch everyone's soul. Whatever, wherever they are sitting, doesn't matter. So creating this presence of Baba's personality, whole yagya is Baba's character. And when Baba comes, His personality. Somebody said, how do I know Baba's character? I said, whole yagya. It's a character, no? You are sitting comfortably, you get food to eat, thuli to take, welcome, so many, whatever. It's what, this is what God is. I don't know if we would have done it. Why we would give thuli to 30,000 people? We have sometimes even 200, we say too many people. Who will make so much thuli? So once I asked Hari Janaki that, why you are so much after Toli, Toli? We were at UN. We were new. And so when we were new, we were very excited. Dari Janaki came, there was conference. There were 800 people. And in UN, you don't stand with tray with the Tolis, no? And Dadi insisted, how come I can't give Toli? I said, why you want to give Toli? He says, from Baba's Bandara, his parents' Bandara, little few grains in someone's stomach is very important. And since then I have so much bhavna for Toli. And we did give, we were like, people were kind of little, what are they giving, what are they trying to do it? But I find that Dari was so happy. And then also I realize it's true, whether we make bhog or Toli, not, it's the food, but it's from Shri Baba's Bhandara. It has, whatever little we put in Baba's box, it has been offered to God. And then another offering is after cooking, while cooking. First money is offered, then food is cooked. So it's a double offering, so it becomes sacred. That's why many times we make bhog, we say, let it, until anyone who comes, until late. Everyone doesn't come on Thursday, so I say, no, we should make bhog on Sunday, because more come on Sunday. Let them have something from Baba's Bandara, because we all fill it and it's for us. Right? So who is teaching us this? It's God, no? Why 30,000 have to get toli? Why 30,000 have to get gift? And I remember there was like time we thought, as soon as there will be more than 1,000, they will have to stop. But Dari Prakashmani called somebody, first time 10,000 were coming. How much rice you cook for 1,000, Dari? This time you have to cook 10 times because 10,000 coming. That's simple. As simple direction she was giving. I was sitting in car with her. She called one of the brother and said, how much rice you cook for 1,000? Because they have measurement of rice. Multiply 10 times because 10,000 coming. Before tolis were in small bags. Now, I don't know how many of you have seen Shantivan's toli department. It's in gunny bags, big size. First there were small pots, and now there are big, big, big pots. Any ashram you go, you buy something $10, $5, without cash, nothing works. And here, no. No transaction of cash amongst ourselves, right? Baba's Bhandara, from Baba's Bhandara, we all are fed, we all are sustained, we all are given gifts. If you really, these are one or two examples, if you really think of, somebody recently asked me, how do we know God's character? Whole yajna. Don't look at individuals, but look at what Baba has created. So that our bhavana continues. But if you look at anyone, whether even your own instrument, yes, we should be inspired, but if you find that you are not inspired, then we always, our bhavana to remain full, just look at Baba. Because if bhavana breaks, bhavana is less, there won't be fulfillment. And you will do it, you will get tired or empty. But when you do it bhavana, it increases, multiplies. Oh, you see, wow, so good, so good. Because you did it with bhavana. So this way, thinking about that, what actually Baba wants from us, each one of us, to become the part of Rosi. Never be separate. There is difference between isolation and solitude. Isolation is separating yourself. And solitude is you are with everyone, but still you are in your own inner world with your own inner efforts. So as I was thinking, this closeness, becoming, creating presence, capacity of power of silence, all this comes from one Baba. And because it's from one Baba, so we all can sit together and create same. If there were 10 sources, we all wouldn't create that at once. There is only one source. There is only one resource. And because of that, we have a common. Like people say, these BKs are same, they smile same, they have, because it's coming from one. It's coming from one. So present time, our efforts and the need in the services, as much we can create silence. And silence is not about not speaking, but silence is about being and being with Baba. Be and being with Baba. And when you are with Baba, one is practice of soul consciousness. Other is in soul consciousness, remembrance of Baba has a different power. If I look at someone as you are a soul, but then I say you are child of Baba, there is different power. Soul consciousness can take souls beyond body consciousness. But if I am in remembrance and connection, it will connect them to Baba. So why many instruments, they give chords, they find it, people are difficult for them to understand. It's not easy for them to connect. I think that whether they remain sustained or not, but they could feel the presence. If my attention while teaching, while cooking, anything we do, any karma yoga we do, enthusiasm is good. But how, you know, one soul, I was in the kitchen in Peace Village and this soul was cooking. She said, whenever I cook, I say, Baba, whosoever eats Brahma Bhojan should stay connected with Baba. And love for Bhandara. I said, that's very good awareness. Not that I have to cook good food and okay, we enjoyed food, then what? But how does it help to the attitude which gets created through Brahma Bhojan? If I am eating Brahma Bhojan food and I am not remembering Baba, then our attention is on the food, in the food, but not the energy which will get created. So silence, integrate more while eating. Let me remember Baba. While talking to others, while listening to others. Really you will enjoy it. Somebody sharing something. And then you create presence of Baba and you listen. But generally we do it because it's a task, you have to do it, let's do it. And then it doesn't get resolved to, I find. And then I realize because at that time I really didn't bring in Baba. So we have to now be a sparkling bead and keep aim to be part of Rosalie. Don't make yourself separate. Even if you are very special or different, but your beauty is in garland, not separate. If you are alone, you are a bead, but then Baba is talking about rosary. So we shouldn't be touched by people's sanskars. But how do I keep everyone? Or stay in it such a way that we stay connected very much and become part of garland or rosary. So we can really, these are few things, but you can keep churning, keep reflecting on what is to be the part of garland, what is to be part of this rosary, which is memorial. You know how many times Baba say, yadgar hai. You will think, why will a garland be memorial? But he was mentioning that even in Jewish religion, Christians, you see they have little bag and they put their hand in the bag. Their rosary, I don't know, it's under the date, but they have rosary, small one. They keep chanting. Why are they chanting? So that their desires can be fulfilled, their sins can be burned, sorrows can be removed. They just keep chanting. And that is why they use one word, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Why they say Hare means remove. Har Har. Liberate us, remove sorrows. Har Har Mahadev. So feel this sparkle and feel this also that when in the rosary my turn comes as a bead and the chanting, feel that pulse. Feel it, how you... But always remember, as I said, don't isolate yourself. Because of whatever differences are. But there will, as I said, there will, for me, whatever is happening is okay, right? Because if that situation, those sanskars don't emerge, we might not learn how to resolve them, we might not learn how to be with that. No? So it's all accurate. It's not possible that everything will be same. It's alright. Even knowing that that's not right, but for me it's okay. If that's the part you want to play. I remember that, it's a little Laukik example, but my Laukik sister, she had three daughter-in-laws. So one was like, she was in her own intoxication. She said, that's okay, let her be what she is. she will learn with the time that how important it is to be together. So we have good feelings, and we know with the time that learning will come. But our feelings, even if you don't try, it's all right. But my feelings should remain that we all are together, we are part of rosary, we are part of the garland, and Baba is honoring us, reminding us of our memorial. So he said something very simple, but he said something very significant and showing us the last stage, and that is to be a sparkling bead of this sparkling mala. Then he said malamal. Malamal means abundance, prosperity, full. Malamal, always prosperous, always abundance, always full. So go, take that value for yourself, so that wherever you are, always look at yourself. No, I gave example of spaces yesterday or whenever this was. But now your space is a sparkling bead in the rosary. That's why I keep saying, look at your own rosary. Look at rosary of others. Look at... So I thought that's a good, interesting practice, right? So when we sit now in Baba's remembrance, look at yourself as this sparkling bead and part of this sparkling rosary. When you will do it, you will find that that sparkle will spread. Others will get sparkle. They will also become my attitude, my drishti. Like Baba's drishti towards us yesterday. My drishti towards everyone. What is the power of drishti is to hold that awareness. Samirti drishti. Whatever is awareness, that drishti. And from that drishti, what is created is srishti. There is a saying, jaisi drishti, vaisi srishti. As is your vision, so is your world around you. So to create the world, create the family where we are one garland, one rosary, I have to have this drishti, I have to have this awareness. So for me, since last night, I had been really kind of looking into myself, sparkling bead in the sparkling garland. So we all are very sparkling beads. Right, so thank you, Baba, Sadguru Baba, teacher and also father. Lots of love, teachings, but also lot of example, inspirations and blessings. And that's what Baba was saying. Okay, Om Shanti. We don't need to clap. It's just we reflect together. It's very nice.
Thank you, Sister Mohini, yeah, for really helping us see the depth that Baba was trying to portray last night.